Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Kuro's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
We got it.
Hey, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Host Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino della Notte tonight. You hear the cash registers cashing in all the meatballs and cannolis that were bought tonight. We're here with a table of comics. I'm here with myself. To my left is Chris Machado.
Hello, I'm Chris.
And sitting across from Chris is Esther Koo.
Hello.
And sitting right next to Esther is Will Rock the House Lewis.
William Rock the House Lewis is in the house, baby.
And Chris Z is over in the corner looking at the fucking pasta like he wants more.
And more? I didn't have any.
All right, well, that's
actually
good.
He's staring at your dick.
My dick's bigger than that pasta.
I'm just wondering if that phaser set
my dick will fit
kill
into that pasta. I was thinking of...
That's what I like about
nothing
it.
Better than screwing the little penny a la vodka. Right? Because after you're done, you can... If you could suck... Listen, I don't want to get out of hand. Good show tonight. We had an interesting crowd. Felt like I was starting an old lawnmower when we started the show. Right? That's the thing about crowds, right? Like, people always talk about... When you do a show, this is a challenging crowd, right?
Right.
When I Will Rock the House Lewis, you're a comic. That or a really fucked up stripper. You and I show up at a strip club, like you and I show up when somebody orders a stripper. We show up, there's no Chippendales, we're Fudgy the Whales. That's what happens when you get a stripper on Groupon. Fucking Will Rock the House Lewis and I show up. You've been doing this shit for a long time. Challenging crowd, what does that mean?
Well, you know, a challenging crowd, sometimes you could have some crowds where they could be a small crowd, they could be a lively crowd and they laugh at everything.
Right.
Crowd.
I've been wondering what the cloud is. I don't know how it works.
I had someone ask
I didn't fucking realize Oracle fucking the cloud, the IBM cloud.
Siri was in the audience tonight. She was
amazing. Yeah. Siri, what's my next joke? Yeah, no, you're right. It's a challenging crowd.
Right.
Right. You're right. Sometimes small crowds could be depressing, but they could be great.
Right.
But right off the bat, you know, I realized, I don't know if you guys noticed in my set, that the crowd seemed a little, like I even told them right off the bat, right? I thought I set a precedent. Do you think that affected it? Do you think that fucked
it
up?
Yeah, don't tell them that they are a bad crowd.
It was my fault.
I blame you 100%.
Yeah, I think it was your fault. Yeah.
Let them think that they're a great crowd, even if they're not.
They fucking right.
So this is like a millennial crowd. We wanted a millennial crowd. We wanted to hand them a fucking participation trophy. I told them thank you for coming out on a Wednesday night.
Also, shout out to Paris. Love you, girl.
Paris's birthday, by the way, who, you know, nothing's better. I was amazed when a woman flirts with you in front of their husbands and men.
No, she wasn't with her husband.
She was with her father.
Her dad.
Is that her dad?
Yeah.
Let me rephrase my point. I'm always amazed when a woman flirts with you in front of her dad.
He reiterated your joke when you were like, I want to spend a night in Paris. He came over and he's like, hey, remember when you said you wanted to fuck my daughter? That was hilarious.
He was looking at you.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm every father's dream.
Grandma, you are.
Son-in-law. They all ask me to fuck their
He
daughters.
Looks like Felipe Esperanza. Right? That's what people thought you were that. You were him.
With a touch
Shore.
Of Encino Man.
Yes.
Yeah, old school Pauly Shore.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It was interesting tonight, too, because we had a detective or police officer.
Yeah. A sergeant. She was in
she
charge
was a sergeant.
Of all the detectives.
Which was oddly odd husband. Enough that her husband was missing her wallet. She had no fucking idea where it went.
That's where our tax dollars are going, people.
Yeah, she was the
very
sergeant.
Competent people like that.
She that's was the definition of irony.
Yeah, right? Your fucking wife is a detective, and you lost your fucking wallet. That's like the guy who works on Cheaters. His wife is banging another dude.
While he's at work.
You gonna keep working on that show, honey? Yeah, great.
That'd be a great episode, him just filming himself, walking around being like, how do I feel
and
right now?
The reason I made this show.
Here's Gary, me.
It's a long way to go to tell my wife.
Yeah, you don't remember the show with Chris Hansen?
Right.
He used to bust those predators.
Uh-huh.
Remember years ago, he'd find them and he'd catch them messing with underage girls?
Yeah.
Well, somebody ended up catching him. They caught
doing
him
what?
Fooling around on his wife.
Really?
Is this like when Jaden
was
Smith
she 12?
No,
she wasn't. No, she wasn't underage, but she was young. So it's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Now, let me ask you a question. You think that this guy saw all these young chicks... And all these dudes, Chris Hansen, that's the thing, he got jaded. He saw all these fucked up dudes.
It wore off.
That were like old Boy Scout members.
Right.
They were banging these hot 13-year-olds. He goes, fuck, these guys are doing it. I'm going to eat some cookies.
You know why that show went off the air, right?
No.
Somebody fucking killed themself after.
They got caught, yeah.
Did they get it on the
Good.
Show?
Good. That's why they should continue the show.
Right. Yeah.
So more pedophiles kill themselves.
We need to fucking thin the herd.
Well, what I thought was funny is that they always like they had to act shocked. You know, they always had to act shocked. They're like, this guy's a police officer. This guy's a priest. It's like, men. They're fucking
they're guys.
Men. I mean, they got like, a dick. Seriously,
they say that 2% of people are pedophiles, and they have like this child sex doll that they're considering manufacturing now.
Right.
As a way to prevent real pedophilia.
I didn't know that. I never heard
that.
How much
that.
Are they going to cost?
I don't know, but like China.
He's reaching for his wallet. He just called Amazon. I'm a Prime member, motherfucker.
Are you guys hiring behind the bar?
Where's my tip?
But like, I guess I don't know if they're legal yet or not, but... Like, whoever ordered them, the police are showing up to their house.
Yeah.
Like,
talk about bait and switch.
This, silicone. I think that's a good idea.
It comes the boy version comes with a fucking hat with a propeller.
I take it you read an article or something about it?
Yeah.
So, but what, I mean, what crime have they committed? You say the police are showing up to their house.
I know. I mean, it's like, that's like happening in China.
Yeah, if you're ordering, well, listen, they're on the radio show, we've been talking a lot about these sex robots. There's a brothel in Spain, in Barcelona.
Okay.
Barcelona. In Barcelona, there is a brothel of synthetic hot motherfucking robots.
Yeah.
We'll rock the house, Lewis. I swear to God, I would listen. You and I would go there. If you got married. You're not married, right?
No, not married.
You get married. We're gonna fucking celebrate your marriage. We're gonna have a bachelor party in Barcelona.
All right.
And you fuck these robots.
We're gonna fuck the robots. Well, listen, you can't catch herpes. I'm guessing you can't.
I'm sure you can get some sort of virus.
Okay, Geek Squad.
Thanks for bringing my dad along to
make
jokes.
Jesus. But it's a brothel, and these things are pretty hot. The tits are... I mean, you know...
I'm just saying. I saw an episode of Tosh.0 where they talked to a guy who actually like makes or refurbishes those sex dolls. And this guy, I mean, like, is an artist. Like, he weaves the hair in by hand. The amount of craftsmship that goes into it, to me, justifies having sex with it.
So
that guy
somebody get him a fucking doll.
That guy must be amazing. He's just like my art. It's my everything. I put my heart and soul into this, and then some guy's just dumping loads into it.
I know.
Yeah,
and then just not even cleaning it, just throwing it back in the closet.
How dare you?
It's a beautiful thing.
That's my fucking work.
It's like that episode of Unbreakable, that movie Unbreakable, where the guy wants to buy the comic for his kid, and Samuel Jackson's character is like, this is not a book.
Now it's that was the thing, you know. It's almost like if you made the robot, are you like the dad? Are you offended if you know
you like, give her
you
know, away?
You give her away and you're like mad. You're like keep checking in on the robot. Like make sure you're home by 12.
A little tear comes out
it's
of
a
your
fucking
eye.
Robot, dude.
Who's your muse? You know, you have to be. Someone's got to be your muse. Like you emulate the robot after somebody you know.
Right.
Like, what if you? just somebody, like your neighbor, just sees that you made this robot, and they're like, that fucking looks just like me. What the hell is
I don't know. I have a Kickstarter going to make a robot based off me.
Right.
And
where are you?
So they're gonna have, you have an Esther Koo fuck doll? What a fucking great way to make money.
Do you get, hey, do you get royalties?
Yeah. The Esther Koo fuck doll.
We're just trying to get one made, and then we could ship it around the country, and you could order it and rent it for a night.
It's like an Airbnb.
Oh my god. It's like Redbox. You send it back.
It comes with a rubbing alcohol douchebag.
Yeah. Oh
my god. Wipe down the last
fucking
guy's
penicillin
kid.
Shot.
It loses value as you drive it up the lot.
It's the opposite. It's like a Ford Mustang. The more miles on it, the fucking worse it gets.
But in like 50 years, it will be a classic. It'll be like, look at this cum stain.
You
got to
wait 20 years.
Is there a counter? Like, you're like the 300th person that's fucking this.
Yeah, the counter is on the clit.
What's a clit? Whoa, there you go. What's that?
What the hell's a clit?
I know. It's
the noise it makes when you tighten the limbs.
I think that's when you got a rod knock. A clit is like when you're rod knock. You don't use the right fucking synthetic oil.
I wonder if there's a like pillow talk afterward for some people.
You know? That was so good. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Why is your friend videotaping us in the corner like a creep?
He's a creepy that's just what he does. He's
what
one
are,
of the funniest
what are
people
we on right now? Are we on Facebook Live? Are we on?
This should Facebook Live. We were going to Facebook Live, by the way. We apologize to our listeners because we were going to do Facebook Live. It's a big thing now. You know, we do the. Here's the funny thing. We do our podcast. You know, no one listens to the podcast, but the minute I record from the studio, all these people jump in like, oh, so when did you start doing your podcast? Oh, in 2013, you fucking idiot.
Facebook Live is weird as fuck. I hate Facebook Live.
Why is it weird?
It's just like, I don't know. I just like, every time I think about doing it, I'm like, I'm not ready. I can't.
You're not ready.
You feel like you're going to sell your soul
What do you mean you're not?
I've never taken a selfie.
What ever. Do you mean you're not ready? You're pole vaulting
with
all of a sudden?
With that face, I wouldn't either.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm not buying your sex doll.
I'm not fucking an Esther Koo fuck doll.
No
refunds.
She has an attitude.
Sorry, there's no refunds.
I've met the real one, and she's a cunt.
That's why I want my doll will sell more.
Yeah, you gotta fucking just say all kinds of nasty shit.
I hope it's a heavy duty unbreakable neck because I'm gonna fuck.
And then after you come, it insults you.
Yeah, makes fun of you.
Is that all you got?
Oh, Jesus. Now tonight was an interesting night. We had who's not here tonight, who was on the show, was Dexter Angry.
That dude's funny, man.
Yeah, Dexter Angry, very funny guy. He used to have dreadlocks. Remember, he looked like Predator.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I was looking at him, and he was looking at me, and I was like, "Do I know you?"
Yeah.
And he was looking at me like, "Yeah, you do know me," but I didn't say anything.
Yeah. You know,
and he didn't say anything.
It's funny. I always love it. You know, here's a funny thing. As a booker, people will call me, and say, "Hey, can I do a spot?" Right? And, you know, that's the best part about doing stand-up comedy and running a room when people say, I want to be on the show. Right? You want
is
to come in?
Is that the best part? Or people,
well, it's not the best part.
People bother you. It could be the worst part, depending on who it is.
And the best part is when somebody says, I'll blow you for a headliner spot. And I'm like, well, okay.
Hey, you don't need to bring up my emails, all right?
I know.
It was implied confidentiality.
I don't want to give away trade secrets. But, you know, but he mentioned it, and I said, yeah, come on by, you know what I mean? And but he was out. Now, have you ever been, like, you've been out. You've been in the comedy and out. I don't mean out like gay. Calm down, fucking. Yeah. You're looking at me like I asked you to suck a dick or something. But, you know, but you were in it, and then you walked away from a little bit. You had real world shit, right?
Yeah.
How's that feel? Like I can tell you, when I don't do stand-up comedy for a couple days or a week, I start feeling...
It's like
shit.
It's like when you don't masturbate every day.
Right.
And then you got to get back into the groove after a week. You're like, this is taking a little harder to get
that first
nut out.
If it's been a while since I masturbated, I just have to put the towel a little further up on my chest.
I literally
it's
just
like skee-ball. Yeah. You get 50 points if you hit the mouth.
Yeah. If it's been a couple weeks, it's like a foul ball in Fenway
Park. When you're 18, can you shoot right into your mouth?
I never tried, but you know what?
What's the age where that is like the easiest?
Age, shit. If it's been a week, I'll shoot across I'll hit the ceiling
it's
fan.
It's more like it's more based on the mood, not the age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I've seen 78-year-olds go clear over their own head.
What do you? Where were you at that point?
Honestly,
wait a minute.
He said it plural.
Yeah, it happened more than once.
I used to work at a hospice.
Oh, okay. So that's part of the hospice?
And
they
you
give
had
a little...
to jerk them off?
Well, cool, man. Thanks for
well,
bringing
I
us all
mean,
down.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, obviously he's been bringing some people up.
Man, I feel like I can't go back on... I just
yeah, where do you
a
go
hospice
from there?
Jerking off joke. Like, so, spaghetti, look at this stuff.
Did
huh?
you volunteer to jerk them off, or would there be like a signal, like a few taps on the wall, or what?
Was there a code word?
I don't know. It's hard to tell if they're consenting or not, because they can't... They're not very...
Communicative.
Vocal, yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like they liked sakes. It, but they might not have. I don't know.
So you're
the guy, listen, he blew this one guy. He didn't want a blowjob.
Them.
The guy just needed his fucking ventilators cleared. he was sitting there going, fucking,
man.
Chris is over there. You want me to fucking blow you? get me. You want, okay, I'll blow your balls.
He was pointing at his mouth.
Yes.
What did he say?
Things get lost in translation.
I was choking. I'm choking. You want a blowjob? No, I'm choking.
You want me the to previous... put my penis in your mouth?
Yeah. No, I'm choking to death.
The guy died, oddly enough. You know, I God bless the people in hospice. Yeah. My mother was in hospice. Those people that fuck... Could you imagine going to work every day? I mean, the only thing I can relate to that is if I was a comic and I ate a dick on stage every day, that's the only way I could know what that would be like to work in hospice. You know what I mean? Like
you should go to a hospice and be like, "Hey, man, I get it." Like,
well,
I know,
we obviously found out you ate a dick in hospice, but
I mean, there is no best case scenario,
right?
In
yeah, it's not like somebody's going to get better. Like, you know what I mean? It's almost like you want them to die quick, right? Because in hospice, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to be fucking morbid on my podcast, but we are doing comedy in the middle of a fucking Italian restaurant right now with eggplant parm and. Fucking ziti,
lettuce,
penny alla vodka. I'm really, you guys did a great job, by the way, on the lettuce. Because usually the lettuce is never touched.
That was all me.
That was all you.
Did you guys eat any salad?
I tossed some salad.
Yeah, right?
See me after
the
show.
So, all right, here's
maybe
the thing.
Maybe people who work in hospice are like the opposite of pedophiles. They have an old people fetish.
Yeah, they're like...
Look at this guy.
If you say Boy Scouts to them, they're like, ew.
Like, did you ever get hard while wiping one of your patients?
I've gotten hard at many a shuffleboard tournaments. Those are
shuffleboard, you mean?
Shuffleboard. Yeah,
you said shuffleboard.
I drink.
Is that,
drink
is that the Jewish version of shuffleboard?
I drink a lot of stuff. Yeah, shuffleboard.
In Boca, there's so many Jewish people, they call it shuffleberg.
Shuffleboard.
No, so you work in a hospital? Is that what you really do?
No, not at all.
So where the fuck that come from?
I don't know. It's just
so who the fuck is
fucking fetish?
We'll rock the house, Lewis.
This is really taking a turn.
Will, how did you lose all that weight? You look great.
Thanks. Diet and exercise. Really no...
Like, what kind of diet and what kind of exercise?
No, just eating better.
Mm-hmm.
Just more vegetables, less meat, less starch.
Now, how can you walk away from meat? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Not completely. I just eat that
smaller
less.
Portions.
Smaller portions.
So, in other words, the old saying
that's
is...
That's what I do. I start on the side dishes first.
When right. have you ever then, walked away from meat?
And right. then I eat meat.
Right.
But I just make a dent in the meat.
Right. Right.
That sounds
that's
exciting, doesn't
it?
Right?
I want to make a dent in my meat.
Yeah. I can help you with that.
They say
I
that...
I got a wrench in my car.
They say that you should only eat what you can hold in your hand. So is that your portion?
No, you got
big motherfucking hands, man.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
No.
And what you got to understand is everybody's different.
You should eat as much as your biggest shit you've ever taken.
You know, I thought it interesting tonight. By the way, hold on a second. Well, now we're talking about shit.
Where'd you read that? That's like a Martha Stewart quote?
I just made it up.
Now, you talked about shit tonight. And, you know, the funny thing is, when you see a lovely young woman like her, can you picture her shitting?
No,
which is why
everything.
I do it.
Is that why you do the joke?
Which is why I do it, so that
right?
it's the new wave of feminism. Women shit and fucking deal with it, and we talk about it. Like,
have you ever?
You need to start viewing us as real people, not just sex objects. If we're just sex objects, you don't want to imagine.
I couldn't agree with you more. When I think about Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf, and she led marches for women's empowerment still, despite her disabilities, I think of you second only to her.
Thanks for bringing a fucking cerebral aspect of the fucking podcast there, Chris Z. By the way, Chris Z's joining us today, who supported
right,
comedy.
Helen Keller is not
you
really
know,
a feminist figure.
It's always nice when a comic shows up who's not getting on stage. You didn't ask for a spot or anything like that. You just showed up.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing
now
here?
What brought you? You wanted to... You wanted to...
I ran into Esther a couple months ago at Speak. And, you know, it was a brief exchange, but, you know, I thought I'd support, I knew Will was going to be here as well, so.
But you mentioned Esther first, so.
He's here for me, then.
Support these people. I don't plan to be
You should have gone up on stage.
Yeah, we just need another guest spot. That's all we needed tonight to make it work.
Another guest spot. No, the fact of the matter is, Doug was one of the first people to, accommodate me, you know, when I showed up.
He wants
up
to
here.
Suck your dick.
And, well, he said accommodate.
I'm building up to it, please.
You got to build up to
no
my dick.
I have no patience during foreplay.
You know, if I had something to offer to try to stage my own, I obviously would, but I don't. So we'll do what I can.
Well, get to work, man. I don't mind that. You know, here's the thing. People, when it comes to booking rooms and stuff, like, for example, we saw each other at the World Series of Comedy.
Yep.
I beat you that night.
Yes, you did.
I won.
Yep. Speaking of sucking dick, Les said you did a great job. He said,
yes.
Yeah, no, he said
I knew I was going to get the fucking first place when Les McGurdy walked by me and get me the double tap on the shoulder.
No, you crushed it that night. That was really
he
good.
He came over and gave me that.
He's like, hey, I'll see you in the back,
bud. Yeah, exactly. you and I were talking about getting work.
Right.
Comedy festivals.
Right.
You know, you won the Burbank Comedy Festival last year, right?
Right.
And what the fuck? I mean, what happened from it? Did you get anything from it?
Really, up until I got injured, everything opened up for me.
Right.
I was on Deco Drive. They did a little story of me on Deco Drive and stuff and how I started. I was in the newspaper. I went to Burbank.
Damn, who's your publicist?
Just me. I do everything.
Yeah.
Will, so, does everybody know what Deco Drive is besides me?
Yeah,
it's a TV show.
TV show.
Miami. Yeah.
So they heard about it. They came out to my house. They did a little show. And I was booked everywhere.
Right.
I was seen everywhere. I went to Los Angeles. I killed it. I was supposed to be on Netflix. Some people were interested in me doing Showtime stuff. And then it's like everything came to an end. I fell. I hit my head. I was pretty much in a coma for 2.5 months.
Yeah, this all worried, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, when he got sick, I mean, you know, it was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You know,
and nobody knows really what happened. Everybody just has little tidbits of information. Yeah.
And it, which you know, I'll be honest with you, kind of sucks because I didn't hear from you today. So I panicked. So that's why fucking Dexter Angry showed up tonight.
You thought I wasn't coming?
I knew. Well, listen. As a guy, as a friend, you're going to show up.
Right.
But as a businessman, I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had comics that have been known to not show up.
Right.
That I co-headlined them.
Right.
Just for that fucking, I don't want to be stuck holding my dick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You. So it's no, but
that's
if you,
what Chris is here for.
Yeah, Chris is the fucking, he's like, he's.
You noticed we haven't seen my hands in like 5 minutes.
Chris is like that fucking skinny tire. That's in the trunk right now, ready to go up to go that fucking 10 miles. But you know what? It's tough. That's what I was talking about. It's so hard when you're out of it. Like, have you ever had a period of time you weren't in comedy? Like you did it and then you bailed out because you were helping fucking people in hospice?
No, that's all research for the stage, but... I haven't been doing it long enough to really have.
How long have you been doing it?
2 years, 2 days ago.
Wow.
Oh, you're new.
Wow, I can't believe I fucking booked them.
Idiots!
What the fuck? Like, it was your fault tonight. Fucking 2 year. Well, good, dude. You're doing great for 2 years.
I'm eating a salad with my hands right now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
food
like,
tastes better when you eat with your hands.
You know, there's a fork right there.
Yeah, fork that shit.
Yeah,
it's
fuck
not like
fork.
You don't have.
It's a spoon. Why is there a spoon in the salad? Is that an Italian thing?
Chris, somebody explain the difference between spoons and forks to Chris Z.
Manja with the spoon.
You've never been. You've been pretty steady.
Comedy wise, I've never taken a break.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Here's a question for everybody. If you couldn't do all of a sudden,
not on purpose.
But yeah, because I just if all of a sudden something happened, you couldn't do comedy.
What would you
fucking do?
Killing myself.
I'm lost.
A detective.
Man.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you do?
No. Like in my fantasy.
You would run your doll, your sex doll chain.
Sex doll.
No, I would. I don't know.
Come on.
I would sell something, probably.
Yeah, like soap? Like.
I would sell...
You'd be fucking Amway fucking marketer. I'm a 3-star Amway cunt, you bitch.
Yeah, I'd be like on QVC.
Yeah.
You know, selling jewelry.
Esther Koo's jewelry.
You know.
And it would be hilarious.
Like Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was so gaudy. You know, what about you, man?
Me?
Yeah. You work like day job. You do security work.
Right.
So you're a security guard.
He'd be right. An optometrist.
Have you ever had to chase anybody? You don't fucking bother chasing people.
No, let's see.
That's how we lost all
stopped
that
the
weight.
Gun. Yeah, I stopped the gun store.
He's been chasing the guy for 14 weeks. That's what you should tell people. I'm a security guard. Some guy took the fucking cones away. I chased him for 14 days to Mexico. All right, so what happened?
I stopped a gun store robbery one time.
No, listen.
Oh, damn.
Yeah! Somebody was robbing a gun store.
Robbing a gun
Did they
store?
Have a gun?
No way.
Yeah. This was in California.
Oddly enough, they were holding the gun store open up with a fucking knife.
They were going in through the roof. They were drilling a hole.
Right?
And I was working at a car dealership, and a homeless guy came by on a bike, and he was out of breath, and he said, "You need to come with me right now. You got to report this. They're going to rob the gun store. I hear them drilling a hole through the roof."
Let me ask you a question.
So I'm thinking,
hold on
I'm
a second.
Thinking,
did you get on the handlebars, or did you fucking...
Pegs. I'll drive.
He had pegs. Did you stand on the pegs?
Did they want money or guns?
They wanted guns.
Yeah.
Oh.
They wanted guns. They
Noriega was fucking robbing the gun store.
This was like late 80s.
So yeah.
It was Noriega.
Yeah.
One day we'll all have to, when those zombies come, that's the first place we're all going to have to rob. So we should take some notes.
So, all right. So you fucking, did you Pink Panther the motherfucker?
What the thing about it is, I thought, you never know if he's just high or...
He's a bum. You're not going to give him much credibility.
Right, you're not going to give him much credibility.
It was one guy, one-man operation?
So he just got done telling somebody a fucking Pegasus just attacked the senator.
I got in my car. I drove up the street. I parked, and I had these little infrared binoculars, and I look up there, and sure enough...
Wait a minute. What do you mean you had infrared?
Yeah,
what the fuck were you, SEAL Team 6? Yeah, you had a night scope and shit. I just have to have my...
Oh, man.
Well, my friend was heavy into the spy shit.
Right.
He was heavy, because he was like, you never know when you're going to...
These are recreational?
Yeah, this is what he would buy.
Oh,
he was into this Navy SEAL shit. So he would say, you never know when you're going to be able to use this. And sure enough, they were drilling a hole in the roof of the gun store. So I called SWAT.
Right.
And they came. And what they were going to do is they were going to take this 13-year-old kid and drop him down the hole. And then they was going to put the guns in
there. Was it Macaulay Culkin? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was a big deal. I was in the paper. And
no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember one time I worked at Bobby Rabino's. I was a dishwasher or a fucking busboy. Mm-hmm. And this guy would try to, like walk out on the fucking tab. And he actually ended up stealing somebody's purse. And me and my buddy Eddie, Seaman, by the way, not that that matters, but that was his name. We tackled the motherfucker. And we caught the guy and started beating the shit out of him.
So he got covered in semen and then he got his ass kicked.
That's right, one way or the other. It was a money shot. My buddy Eddie Seaman punched you, it's a money shot. How about you, Chris?
Oh, what I would do is... That
now you moved from L.A. to come to Florida to make it big in comedy. You know what I mean? That's like fucking leaving Nashville to go to Oklahoma City to be in music.
I wish I could say something funny, but you're
no. But there's that, too that's many the long and short in LA. It's kind of smart.
But it really is.
That's true.
The environment there, you'll probably assume that I'm joking, but I'm really not. It's a different world. It's everything you know is completely reversed there. I remember when I first showed up, there was a guy. His credit was being Adam Sandler's cousin, because that's currency over there. You know what I mean? You could walk in and go, "Hey, I work for the Comedy Zone." And what the fuck's that? You know what I mean? So it's a little exasperating when you have to beg a kid.
By the way, Len and fucking Joel, we're sorry about that. Comedy Zone's a great location, by the way. Thanks for the dates.
Also, my name's Chris Machado, and I need work. So
he's only been doing comedy 2 years, though. So So
two cat years, which is 9 years. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what the fuck I. Well, I listen. I know what I would do. I know what I'm doing since comedy isn't paying the bills. But the problem is, once you start doing comedy, you're addicted, right? It's like, I don't know, like if some, like every week, you ever like on Facebook, and you're not working that weekend, and you see some other comics working, you're like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You get mad, you see if somebody's posting.
That's why I shut down my Facebook account.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Oh, I just blocked you. I still have it.
Will Rock the House Lewis is sending too many dick pics. Yeah, you're right. You don't have a regular Facebook page anymore.
Just kidding.
Right? You just have like a fan page.
Yeah.
Which was a pain in the ass because I was trying to email everybody before the show, and you have a fan page, I couldn't put you in the group email.
But if you want to email me, just email my email address.
I know. Well, listen, I wanted to kind of like get everybody involved. I'm multitasking.
You're trying to create a community.
I'm community. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I would ever do anything else. That's the point. Now, what the fuck you do? That's the thing. It's almost like I was relate this.
I remember. Make a great financial planner. Something.
I would make a good fucking financial planner.
I could trust you with like thousands of dollars.
You ever see that? There's a commercial. For those of you who don't know, I spent 29 years of my life managing money. I still do it. But there's a commercial for a company. It's a commercial for. Thank you, sir. For Certified Financial Planner, CFP. And the commercial is they have a guy that is a DJ in Vegas. He's got long hair. They cut his hair, put him in a suit, and he mentions the word 401k to these people. And he's like, these people are like, I could definitely trust you with my money. And it's like, I'm not a financial planner. I'm a DJ in Vegas. Wow. Ever since that fucking commercial came out, because I got clients. Like, I don't advertise my financial planning. It's all word of mouth. I just take referrals. But so when I get a referral, they'll Google me on LinkedIn or something. They'll see comedian, radio host. So, like, they'll call me like, oh, we're going to cancel our appointment.
And they'll assume that's secondary.
That I've been a comic for 25 years and then doing comedy for 10 or something, you know, or for doing fucking financial
planning. Tell them to call me. I'll let them know you're a nobody.
Yes. He sucks as a comic. He's good with money, but he's horrible. He opens up for shitty comics. You know what I mean? Thank you, man.
That's why you gotta go by two different names.
I do. It's Dougie and Douglas.
When I taught music lessons in New York, I went by a different name. Because the students would want to add me on Facebook. And I'm like, no, you can't see my
That's what's funny. Like, I have
material or else your dad will fire me.
Like, I have clients.
Or hit on me.
I have clients of mine that are on my Facebook page. So when we do our, like, Facebook Live on the podcast, you know, we'll be on there talking about pussy and fisting and all kinds of shit. And all of a sudden, one of my real religious clients will go on Facebook and be like, oh, nice show there, Dougie. Yes, sir? Yeah, all
right.
No,
they say, oh, it's really interesting, that video you posted.
Yes, yes. I really liked it. It was nice. We're closing out our accounts tomorrow. Speaking of closing things out, we got a couple minutes because they're making us skedaddle out of Tavolino's, which, by the way, great show tonight, guys, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah!
It was fun. Fuck! And every week, what's up? Oh, that guy's fucking riddling.
Drunk!
That's my friend.
That's your buddy?
That's my buddy.
Did he travel with you?
No, he lives by here. I told him about the show, and he came by.
Nice.
And
you're like, you tried to tell him it was Thursday. Yeah, he said, dude, it's Thursday at 8 o'clock.
He thought he had to camp out for tickets.
Yeah, well, like, God,
that's
we
the coup,
right.
Baby.
Who does the posters for the show? They're always...
nice posters?
Yeah, they're always
tough. My actually, Will Lopez and his boy Enrique from
the
his
dentist?
Art department. Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah, the guy who runs the dentist.
A dentist graphic artist?
Yeah, well, they do marketing material for us. And, yeah, we get a lot of compliments for the posters. Right. And right, you like it? I think that's important.
Yeah.
I'm not on it, but it's a nice poster. Can I get a poster?
You could take the one in the bathroom.
Write my name on the bottom.
Yeah. Also appearing.
I want a poster.
There's a couple. There's a bathroom, there's one. There you go.
I already took the bathroom.
Before we
you want?
I already took the bathroom one.
In the ladies' bathroom?
Before we run out of time, because it came up, I was curious. You talked about like people not showing up. That's really ever happened, and how many times? And
not really. Maybe once or twice. I actually worked for a comedy club one time, and they said, are you picking up the headliner? And I go, yeah. He goes, okay, if he's not there, let me know. I'm always amazed when people just don't show up to a gig. It's so hard to get a gig, to just not show up to it. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I had an ex that was a comic, and she went to a, it was like a private engagement, and the guy just didn't show up. And so they found out in the ensuing weeks, like the guy, he said, I've never missed a gig, and it's like nobody ever said anything bad about him. He just forgot. He just said the gig was so far out, he forgot to write it down. He forgot the gig even existed.
Well,
just,
he's a piece of shit. He should
well,
die.
Well, that's fucked up!
Yeah, well.
I'll be outside. Yeah, here you go.
That guy. Thank you, sir.
Well,
listen, all I can say is, go out and enjoy live stand-up comedy. Every Wednesday night, Tavolino's in Coral Springs, Florida.
Thank you.
Wise Guys Comedy Show. It's here. It's just $10. It's cheap. $10.
Great food.
And the food is fucking fantastic.
That's right.
If you need more.
Great food, great service.
Yes.
Yes,
one way or the other.
Food.
And I'll tell you one thing I like about Florida is that you can park anywhere. There's always a, you know,
there's parking.
In Los Angeles, there'd be two spots. And there'd be a valet jealously guarding them to park
plenty,
where this whole establishment.
Plenty of fucking parking.
In Boston, they'll put high chairs in the spot that they want during the winter time.
Really?
Yeah, they'll just put anything from their random life in a spot. Yep. And
I hate when people try to save a spot. When I pull up to a spot and somebody's standing there, I'm saving it. I'm like, yeah, well, somebody says shave your ass.
Well, the key is because
I'm
going to
run your
in the
fuck
high
over.
Chair.
Oh, you got to
have
the baby. I'm going to put a baby seal.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a white baby seal.
I went one time and, you know, with a guy who was, you know, just some business owner decided to put their marketing materials in this spot. So I fucking got out and moved it. And he's, you know, what are you doing? I go, who the fuck do you think you are? This is city taxpayer paid property. Who the fuck do you think you are to put a sign and block
spot
a park?
To
yeah,
it.
You, know,
you can't fucking just take it, kid.
Oddly enough, for Chris's comedy career, it was the owner of fucking Comedy Store. Fucking, he went to the Comedy Store, was saving a spot, and fucking Chris was waiting to get on this fucking show. He's like, who the fuck do you think you are?
You're
taking this
why
fucking
you move
back. Yeah, that's where we're
I
to Florida.
Always discourage people from getting into to feuds, particularly with comedy club owners, because, yeah, you know, one time I got into it with this one guy and he went on to own like two comedy clubs.
Yeah. It's bad when you burn that bridge. Speaking of burning the bridge, we're going to burn that shit down right now, guys. We are done with our post Wise Guys Comedy Show here at Wise Guys Comedy Show on Tavolino della Notte. Chris Machado.
Hello. Goodbye.
Where can they find you?
You can find me. Oh, Jesus.
At the hospice.
I don't remember. I drank too much. I got shows, but I don't know. Hey, any of you guys want to do the 18th at, come to the Old Soul Brewery, the 18th, Fort Myers. It's going to be a great time. And come to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Esther Koo.
August 10th in Sacramento, California, I'll be at Laughs Unlimited, and you can see me on Go 90 on my new sketch show called Sorry Not Sorry.
There you go. You can get it. And you get her fuck doll, by the way, on Amazon.
I'm going to be at International Dance Studio coming up this Friday and Saturday night, one of my favorite places to perform, VFW 2007. They love me over there.
I'm there.
Chris?
I want a cava in Miami this Friday.
I want a cava. Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, the Hawaiian place?
Yeah.
That goes. And by the way, this Friday and Saturday, you can catch me at Bonkers. I'll be headlining in Sanford, Florida. I'm bringing my buddy Perry Sack. I couldn't bring his brother Harry. And a local comic, Nadim Awad. Very funny comic starting out here. So come to Bonkers.
I smell affirmative action.
Bonkers Comedy Club in Sanford, Florida. Go to DougAlmeida.com for more dates. And, of course, you could follow our show at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget, you can catch us on Bubba Army Radio Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6. That's right. And I will probably follow this up with a little call-in with our friend Reverend Bob Levy. I'm going to see what the fuck he's doing. He's trying to. He quit taking pills.
I didn't know he was on pills.
Well,
but now that explains it.
Yeah, now that explains
that
a lot.
That explains his Twitter feed.
So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at the same spot.
Yeah!
Hey, I'm leaving.
Oh, man.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery night. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed,
carry to the world, children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.